And today's In the Field takes us to India and a designer based in Delhi. RN's Michael Shirifs is talking to Ishan Khosla, who returned to India from the US 5 years ago and quickly realised that the rapid rise of the Indian tiger economy was coming at a cost. In the headlong rush to be a global player, India was at a great risk of losing its unique design traditions. Michael is speaking here to Ishan in the South Delhi district of Shahpurjat.
Ishan Khosla, welcome to By Design.
Thank you, Michael. I'm really happy to be here.
Now, Ishan, you came home to India after some years of studying and working in the US. Is there a culture of modern design thinking in India? What did you find when you came back?
What I noticed was that, you know, design was at its nascent stage in India at that time, about 5 years ago when I returned to India. And designers as well as design colleges seem to be practicing what's known as modernism, or, you know, like more a Western model of design. And I guess I questioned it because not from the point of view of, you know, like certain principles of design are universal, but I questioned it from the point of view of the application in a country like India where there's so much poverty, but there's also like this amazing craft culture, you know, the heritage that we have. And I don't think this kind of design was addressing these kind of needs.
From the outside, it does seem that indigenous Indian design traditions are strong and that they do define India or the look of India. But you seem to feel that India was at risk of losing its design identity. I mean, how is that possible?
Yeah, unfortunately, in the last 5 years, I think India's gone more in the globalization way, the Western way, with the malls and, youngsters, they want their Guccis and Pradas. You know, they don't really worry about craft that much. It's not that important to them. So the challenge now is, how do we make craft cool and more sexy and interesting and not the same old-fashioned thing that people are used to seeing in different craft markets? So it has a kind of down market feel to it, and we have to kind of bring it up and also excite people, you know. So, of course, it's a challenge to craft in a sense. And then, of course, the other aspect of craft that I'm attracted to and I think is of great value is that all the materials it uses are sustainable, you know, bamboo, wood, terracotta, etc. So the question is to convert the audience, make them more interested in craft than they are right now.
I mean, is there a problem in particularly urban India at the moment that the sort of new Indian middle class is looking down on anything that they associate with being traditionally low caste or, in their minds, backward looking?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going through a cycle which probably the West went through maybe 20 years ago. And now I think in the West, you know, there's an anti-mall chain movement and people want something that's more handmade and artisanal. In India, we're new to this. It's just in the last 10 years that this whole culture of mall globalization chains have come in. I mean, Starbucks just came to Delhi like 2 months ago. So people are excited by this and I think they want to be part of this. I'm fairly confident that, I mean, I'm hopeful, I should say, that in another 15 to 20 years, the cycle might shift and people might go away from that. I mean, I already see that happening in some of the villages of urban India, like Hoskas village. And then in Bangalore, there's a place called Indranagar, where there are shops and boutiques that, you know, specialize in handmade goods. And it's catching on. Not everyone is going there, but it is catching on.
One of the other things that you feel is significant for India in particular is to do with the country not having a tradition of type design. You were talking about sort of new brands coming in. So much of branding is about the way the letters look, the way a name looks. But you say there's no real tradition in India of working with Sanskrit to make new ways of writing.
Yeah, I mean, that's right in a sense. I mean, people did use calligraphy and use other means to write the script, the various languages, but it was never a movement to create like different typefaces or different forms. It was done more as a way of storytelling, like a mythological story that's told in a certain way. So it's written in a way to fit the image. So the image was determining the typography. So yes, I mean, the thing is that this movement of globalization has really made, I think, Indians realize the power of design. And that's partially the reason design is, as a field, is booming right now. I feel we have more work than we can handle, actually. And I see more and more design colleges and design organizations opening up.
Well, you've been running your own design company based in Delhi. But I'm wondering if there are other contemporary young Indian designers that are starting to sort of tap into this idea that there are heritage aesthetics that they can really draw into this mix of how they think about branding and think about product design.
Yes, I think there is an awakening happening across India. I see it. So I actually see two things happening. On one hand, you know, I see consumerism and the mallification of the country. But on the other hand, I am seeing a lot of young designers and even some established designers getting involved in working with artisans and crafts. I mean, not just graphic designers, but there are designers involved in exhibitions and installation design that are more and more, rather than, you know, getting something industrially made, they're actually working with artisans. A case in point is the Mumbai airport, which is opening, next year. And I believe 5,000 artisans from around the country were employed. So I definitely see this happening. There are also hotels like Park Hotels who use artisans and crafts for their interiors. So there's definitely an interest to balance both contemporary and, you know, our heritage.
So you see this as almost like a dormant innate strength in all those different sort of ways of using materials and approaching,
yes,
the making of things,
yes,
to be able to then adapt that to new products.
Yeah, I think it's a designer's dream. I mean, when I came to India, it took me about a year or two to figure out that there is this whole world out there of artisans and crafts and history and, you know, the heritage that we have and the story that they all have. And it's about this challenge of taking something that's traditional and been done for centuries and make it contemporary and make it new and alive. And I think any designer would love that opportunity.
I imagine that one of the ways to harness all these different traditions and skill sets is to decentralize design training, to take design training out to the provinces, out to the regions, out to where these traditions are based, rather than having them locked in major urban centers.
Oh, totally. I totally agree with that. I think the problem with design education in India is that it's very upmarket. Most people cannot afford it. I mean, most design students are from the middle class, and there's a kind of a gap with artisans not being able to use the tools of design to their advantage. So what happens is that the designer gets the lion's share of the money, as well as the celebrity or whatever, and the poor artisan doesn't really get anything out of it. Mainly. And I think what I want to do is to change that and actually, as you said, have design centers around the country in rural areas to educate the artisans about design principles and to be able to have them address the market directly, not necessarily through a designer every time. And I think that's really vital to help sustain them as well.
Well, Ishan, you were recently asked to join a new design school, the Sushant School of Design, as the head of visual communications. What are your plans? What do you think you can bring to that school that really is sort of needed and sits well with your own philosophy on design for India?
Yeah, of course, you know, as a design director of a company for the last 5 years, I've seen a lot of interns and, you know, employees come in and go out of the studio. And what I've noticed is that there's a lack of technical ability in graphic designers in India, which is a little sad. I mean, even from well-known institutions, I feel they lack technical finesse. And I think so on one aspect, I really want to emphasize technique and, you know, core principles of design, which I think are universal. On the other hand, I also want to inculcate a spirit of interest in the crafts and Indian culture. And, you know, what is interesting is that when we talk about craft, you think of it as not as design because it's a different word. But the Indian word for craft means shilp. And actually, shilp also includes, when you look at clay pot or a broom, they also include a functional aspect. And that means it actually is design, but it's just not given that word. So I feel it should be a part of design education because it's a different way of looking at design. Then there's also jugaad, which is a term used to talk about improvisation, you know, in the informal economies of India where resources are scarce and people do more with less. And I think that's a great way to learn design as well.
Well, Ishan Khosla, it's lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much for joining me on By Design today.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
And that's Delhi-based designer and the new head of visual communications at the Sushant School of Design, located just south of the capital, speaking with RN's Michael Shirifs.